Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella with us now from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. So, Jen, I guess in Lakeview, we don't call it Boys Town anymore?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, I guess Boys Town is out. There was a survey and a campaign to change the name last year, and a lot of people said they didn't feel that it was inclusive enough, so they changed it to North Halsted. And a lot of people are still calling it Boys Town and will continue to call it Boys Town, but the banners actually finally came down last weekend, and they now say North Halsted. There is still Boys Town signage in the neighborhood, and I'm not sure what the city or when the city plans to change that. But it's a controversial decision for a lot of people. A survey showed that a lot of people, the majority of the people, wanted to keep it as is, but a lot of business owners and LGBTQ people said, you know, we want this to be inclusive to everybody, not just what the traditional vision of the neighborhood was, which was a lot of white men, and they wanted to make it more inclusive to others. So I don't know if this will do it, but that is now, you know, new signage up in, up in North Halsted.
Yeah, somehow I think it's still going to be Boys Town. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, you know, I still call it Comiskey, but...
right, exactly.
Hopefully there are, the businesses, you know, open up to be a little bit more welcoming of all people. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Hyde Park on the south side, very interesting photography exhibit all about the fight against police violence 1 year later. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so a lot of photographers that are young and who recorded the protests last summer are finding themselves in their own exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry, which is an amazing feat in just a year after the event. But Vishon Jordan Jr., he's a Pullman-based photographer, and he shot a lot of photos of Black joy during the protests, which a lot of that obviously focused on the negative aspects. There was looting and, you know, all the destruction and the clashes between police. But a lot of his work featured, you know, people who were truly happy, who were out and trying to fight for a cause and doing that joyously through dancing and performing. And the photos are meant to empower and make you feel, you know, light and happy versus a lot of the heaviness that we've been feeling in the last year. And the whole exhibit is running until July 4th, and it will feature on June 19th, there's Black Creativity Family Day, and everyone who lives in Illinois can attend for free.
Yeah, is this photo show at the Museum of Science and Industry? Is that where it is?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And we've been talking about the Congress Theater. It's been vacant for a while up at 2135 North Milwaukee Avenue. And it's looking colorful these days, though, isn't it?
It is. I was bummed to hear that the latest plans for the Congress overhaul had appeared to fall through after funding dried up from the developer. And I'm sure the pandemic did not help matters there. But the building's for sale again. They're hoping to get somebody else in there to redevelop the historic building. But until then, the boarded up walls were not making anyone happy in the neighborhood. So a group of artists got together and they painted murals all across the building. So they actually had a wall called Project Logan in the neighborhood, and an apartment development went up and kind of took away their graffiti wall. And a lot of people used to like pose for photographs against the wall. It was very bright and colorful. So now people just need to go across the street, and they can do the same thing out at the Congress Theater, and it's better than looking at boarded-up windows.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Talk to you folks
tomorrow.
Bob.